God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that you're coming into a season and a time where the Lord says, don't be overly critical. Don't be judgmental. For the Lord says the little things are going to be important in this month of September, and that is going to be key for you. For the Lord further says unto thee that it's going to be important that you be discreet, that you meet your obligations, but you also arrive on appointments or work in a timely fashion. And that's going to be extremely important to you. For the Lord says you want to step into a season, you're around about the end of the month, into a time where breakthroughs and new developments, as well as new opportunities. For the Lord says unto thee that even around the 8th, seems like you could be a little bit edgy, but stay on top and stay controlled and don't allow yourself to become emotionally overly sensitive. For the Lord says you want to master these areas in your life. Now, as you're moving about in the month of September, again around the 8th, seems like may bring news about a trip or some fresh insights into your beliefs. Seems like it's going to be a time of some real power all around you. And the Spirit is going to help you connect with people that's going to be able to add to your life. Around the 24th, God said, I'm going to inspire you to begin to move into a new direction. But also, there could be you could be entertaining someone, some friends at your home, or you could be doing something else, redecorating or doing something other things around the house. For the Lord says, this is a season where you're going to be quite helpful for family relationships, going to be quite helpful, and God's going to bless family relationships. And yet God says, begin to look for some new sources of financial and even emotional support, even around the 25th of the month, and you may find income in places other people would not even think of looking. So get ready, because new avenues and new doors and new opportunities are opening up for the hidden wealth, hidden money, hidden prosperity, hidden abundance, hidden ways, secret ways. God said, I'm going to bless you financially, spiritually, and emotionally, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, this is the season to pay attention concerning educational matters. But Father God says your education is not over. For I further hear Father God saying this is the season to study to show yourself approved. I hear Father God saying politics. Politics are going to play an important area in your life, whether it's in the office, the home, or the school. I also hear Father God saying this may be the season where you pull your passport out and begin to travel. For Father God saying foreigners are also going to be a key to you in this month. God says pay attention to details as you come into the presence of foreigners because there's going to be a hidden blessing. I also hear Father God saying pay attention to your domestic situation. For Father God says if better is available, you're not going to settle for less. If you've been looking for that home or been contemplating a move, I do hear Father God saying fix up where you're living to move on. For this is the season where Father God is going to begin to bring you into a new environment. If you've been contemplating a better school district for the children, I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to even look further into this. For Father God says he's bringing you forward. Now, Father God says in this month of September, be mindful to dot every I and cross every T concerning your finances. I hear Father God saying around the week of September 5th, this is the season to either begin to review your financial statements, including your credit card statements, your savings account statements. Father God says do a thorough overview of your checkbook. But Father God says this will be the month where you may desire to begin to be frugal because Father God says you're planning generational, not just for now. But Father God says take time to be very discerning in the area of your finances. But Father God says a little will go a long way in this month, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Now I want you to begin to prepare your heart and your mind for the team of prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Elder Yvette. Thank you, God, for your favor and interest in the area of transportation. I hear God saying he calls you a great leader. I see you being a blessing to the people in the community as well as to your family. God says that you're going to begin to prosper like never before this season. I see the great riches and the great wealth of ideas that are within you that is going to bring forth the great prosperity. God says he's calling you into his presence. He's calling you into his throne room so that he will elevate you into that great position, into that great place that he's calling you into. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that He's going to show you new things, new ways, and new adventures. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Yvette. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that you are going to be rising up. I'm hearing God saying much shall be revealed unto you. I'm hearing new revelations and new insights, much growth. And I'm hearing God say that you're going to prosper. God says that He's going to award you because God says that you are pouring out to His people. And God says you continue to do so. And God says that He's going to bless you in a mighty way. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Yvette. The Lord is bringing new connections, new opportunities. God is a place of influence among new leaderships. God is dealing in the areas of your finances, and that is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Yvette. I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, financial freedom. For Father God says He's made some promises to you, and Father God says He's going to deliver. Father God says this is your season of expansion and exposure. I think your Father God saying this is the season to get the medical physical and to check your blood. Well, Father God says this is the season where He's doing a purification, yet also He's doing a work in your circulation. I do hear Father God saying stop worrying about family members. Well, Father God says He's sending new cooperation and new assistance. Father God further says this is the season to mind, again, mind your blood. Father God is speaking to me in reference to your blood. Father God says make sure your blood doesn't drop. Make sure you don't experience any anemia in this season. So Father God says He's doing a clearing through the blood, and that's the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in His presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And know, Sister Yvette, that the Lord says this is a season while I open up your mind to some new doors and new opportunities. It's a season where the Lord says, I shall strengthen thee. It's a season where the Lord says, business opportunities shall open up unto thee. It's a season where your name shall be known amongst many people. It's a season where I will do a new thing in your life. It's a season where my glory shall rest upon thee. It is a season, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, of new possibilities. It is a season of a fresh start. It is a season where you will know that I am with thee. And I shall give thee the freedom. I shall give thee new freedom in this hour, and yea, even in this season. This seed of $44 shall cause you to come into a degree of power, and the heavens shall cover thee. And I will bring you into a time of freedom. I will bring you into a time of achievement. I will bring you into a time of protection, saith the Lord of hosts. And you're going to see changes that is going to bless you. For I am with thee in this hour, and you will know that good things are in store for thee, peace and contentment. For the Lord says, I send others that is going to bless you. Property shall work out for thee as well. Bless thee, woman of God.